The South Dakota Supreme Court has reversed the death sentence of Rodney Burgett, who pleaded guilty to killing a corrections officer during an escaped attempt in 2011. He was sentenced to death last year, and SDPB's Kara Hetland has gone through the court 65-page ruling, and she joins us now. Kara, thanks for taking the time to join us.
You bet.
And what is at the heart of the Supreme Court's ruling?
Well, at the heart of it is basically Fifth Amendment, that you can't incriminate yourself, right? And that he doesn't, Rodney Burgett does not have to testify against himself, even though he pled guilty.
So okay? So how is the self-incrimination
okay, well,
involved?
It all comes down to a document that was admitted to the court, submitted to the court, believing it to be under seal unless the defense called Dr. Bean as a witness, a psychiatrist. So the testimony, the conversation that Rodney Burgett had with the psychiatrist was given to the court, given to the prosecution, but Dr. Bean was never called as a witness. And what happened was the judge referenced something that was said to the psychiatrist in his sentencing. And the Supreme Court is saying, you can't do that because he doesn't have, it's the whole issue of self-incrimination. He doesn't have to testify against himself. Now, if the prosecution, if the state would have called Dr. Bean and there could have been the give and take about their conversation, that could have been used. But the Supreme Court is saying you can't just take this document that was under seal, that everybody agreed was under seal, and reference that in your sentencing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay. Were there other points in that Burgett's lawyers had, or is this?
There were a lot of issues on appeal, but the Supreme Court only ruled disagreed with Rodney Burgett on all of them except for this one. This is the only one that they agreed with. So now it needs to go back to Judge Zell, Bradley Zell, and he needs to reconsider everything else except for the conversation with Dr. Bean.
So do we have any sort of timeline? Do we know when that'll happen yet?
No. You know, and we have called Marty Jackley. We have placed calls to the defense lawyer, Rodney Burgett's lawyers as well. We have not yet heard back from that. So this is still, we're still trying to piece it all together and understand it all and move forward. And we'll continue to cover this as people call us back.
Well, could he still be sentenced to death?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So this is just saying we got to.
You just got to look at everything again. And not take his conversation with a psychiatrist into account and reissue your sentencing. So there may be another sentencing hearing. Rodney Burgett, I don't know if he can request a jury to sentence him, but the guilty plea to the murder of Ronald Johnson stands.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that. Now, his co-defendant, Eric Robert, was executed in October. Mm-hmm. Maybe just take us back a little background on what happened here. With this case,
you know, there was a hearing to talk about the sentencing. I mean, to enter their plea, and they changed their plea from not guilty to guilty at the sentencing hearing. There was a change of plea hearing. Both of them entered their plea, and then Eric Robert kind of surprised, I think, Rodney Burgett by asking for the death penalty, waiving all rights. So they were kind of co-defendants all along, and then Eric Robert kind of went off on his own, and then Rodney Burgett was kind of left behind. And that's part of what this is. Let's not do any more, put the family through any more pain and turmoil. That was kind of the phrase that he, let's just get this over with, is the phrase to Dr. Bean that the judge used in his sentencing. So it's you know, should we speed this up? Should we slow this down? The Supreme Court is saying, let's slow this down, take a look at it. But again, all of the other factors of those trials that Rodney Burgett argued about, the Supreme Court did not uphold. They said, no, you're wrong. The judge did everything right until until this one thing where he should not have referenced that document that was under seal.
So,
but like you said, yeah. Eric Robert has already been executed. Eric Robert did not appeal his death sentence. Eric Robert, you know, asked for it and received. And again, this was a very heinous crime, and a lot of the mitigating circumstances that go along with capital punishment, you know, it was against a correction officer. They were already imprisoned. All of these things count against you as you stack up the different mitigating circumstances for building a capital punishment case.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kara. We're following this thing. It's just breaking news this morning, and we'll keep you updated. We'll keep listeners updated on what's happening here. So thanks, Kara, for stopping by this morning.
You're very
this
welcome.
Afternoon, I guess.
You're welcome.
That's STPB News Director Kara Hetland. The South Dakota Supreme Court has ordered a new sentence hearing for convicted killer Rodney Burgett.